Hi. Okay, I'm recording this at December 31st, the last day in 2023. Whew. This year has been marked with a lot of insights, feeling things. For the first time, I think, and also ending things that should be ended. Okay, but long story short, I'm very grateful for this year. I started psychotherapy session the first time this year around March or April. I didn't remember the exact month, but it's earlier of this year. I started having crushes again this year. It's been a while, and it's a wild ride. We'll get through it. Yeah, it's the feisty one. Feisty, yeah, it's feisty stories. We will get through that. And I have deepened a relationship or friendship with a good friend. So, like, I think we hit them like another achievement in our friendship with one of my closest friends. On the good note, what else? I traveled to multiple countries this year, and yeah, for work and for vacation. And what else? My achievement this year? You can say that I didn't prepare. I just have less rough ideas in my head. Okay, I'm gonna rap this year in a podcast, but without really thinking. Yeah, I have the several raw points that I want to tackle, but I didn't write it down, so here it is. And I think, yeah, there is one more. We'll get to it when I remember it. So the not so great part, it's still great. There is a lesson, maybe a hard one to learn this year. Yeah, I this year I encountered the worst superordinate that I've ever encountered, yeah, during my career. So this one is the worst one in my superordinate repertoire, you can say that. And I got mad with her. And I think it's the first in a very long time I felt this anger that I haven't felt before. I stood up for myself. Even like thinking and recollecting the events to the event, the exact word per word to several friends of mine, I still get the jolt of emotion, that strong emotion still coming out of me when telling that story again. But yeah, the aftermath of that, she she kind of at first she's very very direct, very mean, very rude. Yeah, she has become less rude, but the meanness, yeah, the evil intention still there, but she's done it in more subtle way. But it's okay. Yeah, I have, yeah, successfully presented myself as someone you don't want to have beef with, because I can be very crash. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, one side of it, okay, oh yeah, for the achievement, I've succeeded in starting a counseling center in my office. Yes. And I picked the provider, and the employees are satisfied with it so far. And yeah, I've helped in, yeah, I think in significant capacity here. Okay, what else? Yeah, and yes, it's a mixed bag of things. Yeah, the not so great part, maybe I just mentioned in passing because I don't want to ruminate about them, is I got blocked by my sister after, yeah, maybe a month after her wedding, which is devastating for me. Yes, still in the day, because she's, yeah, I've become an aunt, and I still cannot look at her photos as often as I want, and it sucks. Yes, I think I remember I have already mentioned about my restrained relationship with my sister, yeah, back in my previous episode. This is something that is it become more difficult after my mom's passing. Yeah, mom has always been like the glue of the families, not just my family but also her family. Between her, yeah, she's the glue of her and her sibling. And my aunties haven't been as close, I mean, yeah, as close and without her, because yeah, she's the mediator. And it also happened to me. And my dad, he's been lonely. I've been lonely. And another achievement. Oh my god, I cannot remember. I spoke at two events in two universities about creating CV and also how to succeed in interview. Wow. I had a major imposter syndrome before those events. I don't think I'm qualified enough to talk. I think I'm a fraudster. Yeah, those that thought. Ah, yes. I think, yes, it's a great, great way to, to start things. I like sharing what I know, although I'm not, I don't think I've still learned along the way, but if I see recently in a post in Instagram, the way we can as be expert in one field is to share, to teach along when we are learning ourselves, and it's a great way to like cementize, is that the word? To internalize what we are learning, and I agree with that. I learned English, I mastered English along the way that I'm teaching, and it is it's tried and true. And I guess also in public speaking, especially in HR, I've been here very, very long, you know, for a very, very long time. I guess, I know several facts about it that cannot be denied. I think it's, that way. Okay. Speaking of, I think enough with the work, because, you know, it's still Sunday, it's still holiday. I don't like to talk about work during my off days. Maybe it's just my distorted view of work-life balance, but for several, maybe for the third year I'm being here, since I don't really strengthen my other identity, so I really strengthen this boundary of my weekends to be my day besides work. Okay, I think the juiciest part here is about the crushes. God, from very young age, I always have had intense crushes. From the conversation with my best friend Mila, it may have stemmed from from the distorted notion that I have learned from very young age, from rom-coms, from fairy tales, which that I have a very distorted expectation about romantic relationship, about attachment maybe. And that's why I develop intense crushes, and also I let go. I have very hard time moving on. But this year, I met three guys. Yes, I met three guys. Whom I thought I had a chance in the beginning. And actually, I end this year, just 2 days ago, a hangout. I won't say it's a date. Maybe from my my subjective point of view, it's a date. But no. And he's sexual orientation is not compatible with mine, let's just say it like that. And yeah, that's the last one. Okay, let me flash back to the first one. So the first one, I got intrigued by him, by his very different personality than mine. I have known a long time I'm very intrapersonal. I make sense of this word based on how I process it inside, because I'm very introspective, very reflecting things, and have very strong sense of fairness and justice. That's from the second or third test from character strength. It stems from positive psychology. I agree with them because I'm a matcher, because I match how people give me and how I react. But in the first time, I always reach out to, I always give first. Like I will be the best, give the best that I can. Like, yeah, that's what my parents have taught me, and it is it. And I have this notion, right? Yeah, I have this belief that, yeah, kind people will be treated kindly. But in recent years, I have to learn the hard way that it's not correct. It is not reality to always think like that. Shit happens every time in random manner, and it happens to good people, it happens to lousy, shitty people also. And doing good things, doing kind things, to expect you will be treated accordingly, and holding that expectation is the source of being selfish. It's the source of misery. Looking at that, what am I talking? I'm talking about crush, right? Yeah, that's why when I met this crush number one character, he's kind, but he's very arrogant. So I never see myself as an arrogant people, and in fact I apologize too much. And maybe I'm still doing it from time to time, but not as often as I was before, as I did before. And I found him very, very unique, quirky. And I was intrigued. Then my curiosity and expectation got the best of me. I would say I chased him, and because of my need to be treated as equal, because reciprocity is like the value that I hold dearly, firmly, I was hugely disappointed. And oh my god, I went in a spiral bad mood when he said to me that like the, yeah, like I didn't have the responsibility to know what you're feeling, to respond to what you're feeling, like this is you. It's actually a good message, but because I held a very high expectation of him, it is like I was, yeah, I feel like I was pushed down from a skyscraper. It hurts. It hurts so bad. And but after that, I began like mourning, grieving about, yeah, the end of the prospect of love interest of him. And now, yeah, maybe 2 weeks ago, I met him again after that fiasco. He's not that special anymore in my eyes. Yeah, he has the charm, but I don't feel, yeah, I still have like tiny crush, but yeah, his train has passed on me. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the next one. The next one is happened when I did a training overseas this year, yeah, in September. And it's a 1 week training, and I spend most evening having dinner with him, only with him. He's a divorcee. I think he's separated, not yet until divorcee. He hasn't done the paperwork yet at that time. And this is also, I think, the pitfall of me, because of course I expected too much in this early stage of getting to know. And yes, he showed interest more clearly this time, this second guy. And I took it like my whole heart. I took it wholeheartedly, and I initiated hang out like more than 2 times, and I got rejected. But the way he rejected or deflected my request, I would say, it felt very gaslighting to me. Like I said, let's see, it means no at the end when I confirm again. But yeah, I think it's like myself, like setting boundary. No, you cannot treat me like this if you want to be like a romantic prospect, because I don't take being communicated with quote for quote hint for hint like that. I need clear and concise, clear, precise conversation, which means that. And then yeah, when you don't want to do it, just say no. And that's, yeah, we can move on to another thing because it's already closed for that thing. And because I already have this notion that I want a guy, yeah, that can say what he's feeling precisely without any giving any clues or that, yeah, I blocked him because I was so upset by that gaslighting response of him. Yeah, 1 week after the training. Which I applauded myself. Yeah, David, moving on. Yeah, 1 week after that. So I don't waste a lot of time for this man. And even if it's a yes, he's still in grieving period, right? With his ex-wife. Which is very complicated. Which would be very complicated if he kind of started a new one with me. Yeah. It's a good riddance. Oh yeah, and then I hitting at the meantime I started using dating app. Yes, and last month I met one of the guy from dating apps, and he's from the same town as me. Yes, having the similar mother tongue really, yeah, make the conversation flow effortlessly, I would say, in some sense. And also he's kind of the admire me. I said this with a little bit of cringe for myself, you know. It's hard for me to take compliments even from myself. Yeah. Okay, moving on. And we met. He visited me here. And actually, yeah, we spent almost 5 hours, I think. Yeah, the whole day. Yeah, talking about life, about family, about relationship that he has done, he has had. And I made it very clear, like I wanted a particular relationship. I set my own, my dreams, my own, let's say, setbacks. And he also had his expectation of a good, a prospective girlfriend will be. And yeah, and I'm not one of them, and he's not also in my criteria. And I saw myself in him when I was about to leave Medan. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop first. We'll continue later. Okay, this is the part 2 of my 2023 wrap. Yeah, I got a call. So, apology. It's from my father. And where do we stop? Okay. Yeah, about that. Yes, so I ended. Yeah, the thing that I cut off because I was so furious about that gaslighting response, and I never look back. And in the end, he just sent me a reel from in my Instagram DM saying that why many men going crazy because they cannot talk about their problems unconditionally to get unconditional support. Like, so this is the second gaslighting attempt, right, to make me feel guilty for blocking him. God, I am too old for that, for it to work for me. Okay, next, the last one. This is the most interesting one. Maybe I'm still in the thick of it. I still, yeah, the crush still there. Yeah, he's the most considerate one. That's why I feel so sad. I still feel sad. Not gonna lie, I thought that I would end this year with Yes, finally. Something new, some romantic hope for the upcoming year. But no, Devi. Yeah, it's the most plot twisty thing currently, because I'm still in the thick of it. I still feel it like in full intensity. It's a dream. The conversation is the dream. Like he listened attentively. He's a good texter. God. But yeah, he has a good career. But God. Yes. But he doesn't like me that way. It's, yeah. It's like I'm still mourning for the loss of opportunity here. Yeah. Again, I feel deeply. That's why I need to process this. Deeply too, maybe in a grieving way. Not apologizing for that, because this is always how I roll, and I have known the pattern, and I have gotten to it many times before. And yeah, be mindful and let it roll, let it fade by its own face, without forcing anything, without expecting anything. So yeah, that's it. Yeah, maybe still expectation popping here and there, but yeah, I guess yeah, we'll be friends, we'll be good friends. That's it. But yeah, just the opportunity for taking to the next level has obviously not on the table anymore. Okay, moving on to another thing. Scholarship. Oh God, this is the thing that I'm very confused about myself. I want it, right? I moved to this town for it. Now that it's the window has already opened, why I'm not more motivated to chase it, to make it through? Is it because all the frills and distractions and other life problems that push me away from it? Because is it like because my brain prefers things that it thought the easiest way, like focusing on class rather than doing that? Or just the fear of failure, or yeah, the combination of them. I have no idea. And yes, yeah, it's something like I don't even talk to the psychologist I'm in, like really, really get into it, like really dig deeper and going to the core of it. No. Just yeah, it's deep enough. I had a lot of talk about it with my previous sessions, but I never really got the yeah, this is the core problem of you, and you gonna tackle it like head on. I didn't get there, and even in my own ruminating process, like right now or in my journaling process, I have stayed away from that topic, just like I've stayed away from my financial problems. That's it. Yeah, those are two things. But I want, yeah, I want to be there because I have nothing to chase here anymore. Yeah, the main prospects are lousy. I have evidence, and I have proven it this year. Yeah, what else should I stay here for? The career isn't very, career-wise, I'm not interested in it. I think it has potentials. Truthfully, if I'm more bold and maybe I have more energy, I can excel. Yeah, just a little tweak and connection here and there. I can progress, but nah, I don't feel excited. Or maybe is it just my depression, or I have been in this bad headspace for a while, not feeling the zest, the drive that I used to have. Yeah, it's the thing that I need to work on myself, but I don't think I have the enough energy to do that right now. And it's been for a while, maybe it's been 4 months now, maybe almost a year, maybe. This year, although there are many amazing things, but yeah, maybe I'm hard off myself. I think I should accomplish more. I should have accomplished more. But life. Grief. How about your mom's grief? I think this year, because of many things, I don't really think about her a lot. There are triggers here and there, because I have found a safe space in my best friend, best friends, plural, and yes, and I think I don't feel like to find a space to talk a lot like that anymore, but the lonely feeling still come here and there. Still comes here and there. Yeah, especially when I'm alone. But I love being alone. It's very energizing for me. Rejuvenating for me. Because, geez, these 2 weeks, the past 2 weeks, I have been out until late after work. It's so tiring to not have like 8 hours sleep every day. And yes, and as a result, at weekends I have long naps. And yes, I think I should have done more for my scholarship in the weekends, but I'm tired. I am compensating those hours of sleep that I haven't got, so that's it. Yes, I think I end the year like I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have got this year, for the new friends, yeah, even for the there are like several people that I just met at crossing, but that turned out to be very great to have conversation with, and I can confide some problems with them. And yeah, shout out to you. shout out to you. And yes, thank you for believing in me, for reassuring me, because I need that. Although I have think that I'm capable, but there are times I'm still back in my old pattern of thoughts that, yeah, of self, low self-esteem. And you are, yeah, my best friends, friends, and maybe the difficult ones in life. Yeah, you make me who I am today. Although I am not having the good, the at my peak in my mental state of mind, but yeah, here's the hope for better year, for better future. And I know it's gonna be an exciting one. Yeah, hopefully I can move to another country next year. Yes. Okay, looking back at my essay now. Okay. Yes. Yeah, talk to you when in the next time. Yeah, we don't know what the future brings, but it will be a mixed bag of high and lows, but I know it's a good one to tell a story about next time.